It is just a little over 2 weeks ago that so many of us here this evening gathered in this same cathedral to celebrate the ordination of 5 new priests into our archdiocese. They are here with us tonight, and in welcoming all of you, brother priests, to this celebration, I want to welcome our newest brothers in a special way. Chuck, David, Matthew, Giovanni, and Rodrigo are a gift to all of us, and we thank the Lord for them. We also promise to continue our prayerful support for them, asking the Lord that he might bring to fulfillment the good work he has begun in them. We ask them to pray also for us, their brothers, that the Lord will continue to shape us and them into the priests he's calling us to be and his people need us to be. We know that the gift of the ordained priesthood is conferred on us through the laying on of hands by the bishop and through the bishop's praying of the prayer of consecration. This gesture and this prayer have their origins in apostolic times and remind us that, through ordination, we enter a brotherhood, a communion, which comes to us from the apostles and ultimately from the Lord himself. We are inheritors of the great tradition of faith with all its beauty, its challenge and its complexity, and we are ordained to be its servants. We receive it in the earthen vessels of our own fragile humanity, but we also receive it as men who are remoulded by the power of God's grace to be living images of the ongoing presence of the Lord among his people as their good shepherd. This remoulding and reshaping is the Lord's gift to us, but, precisely as a gift, it must be received and welcomed by us with generous and open hearts. One of the things we do here tonight, not just we as priests, but the whole church gathers both symbolically and concretely here in the cathedral for this celebration, is to thank God for the ways in which, through his grace, so many of us have grown and continue to grow into the mystery and the beauty and the challenge of living our priesthood faithfully, joyfully, and generously. Signs and bearers of God's love for and presence among his people is not just a source of pride for us, but a source of deep gratitude to God for his unfailing mercy, compassion, and healing presence within us. This wonderful gift of ordained priesthood, conferred through the laying on of hands and the prayer of consecration, is then symbolized in the ordination rite by a number of other things, including the anointing of the new priest's hands. The oil of chrism, which is consecrated during our Mass this evening, is used for anointing. The same oil, of course, is also used during confirmation and during the celebration of baptism. In this way, the Church gives powerful expression to the centrality of the sacraments of initiation, without which the ordained ministry makes no sense. The whole people of God, which we know includes all of us here in the cathedral now, are through baptism and confirmation consecrated as priestly people, called to live out this priesthood by making our lives a sacrifice of generous love for others, just as Jesus made his life a sacrifice of love for us, even to the point of death. The whole history of humanity, in all its variety of religious manifestations, teaches us that the priesthood is inseparable from sacrifice. What the priesthood of Jesus, in which we all share, reveals to us is that the one real sacrifice pleasing to God is the sacrifice we make of ourselves in generous love for God and God's people in imitation of Jesus. As St. Paul reminds us in the letter to the Romans, we should offer our very selves to God, our living body, as a holy sacrifice truly pleasing to God. St. Paul does not say this to the leaders and the ministers of the church. He says it to everyone who is and wants to be part of the community of the disciples. This is what God is calling us to, and this will be the measure of our response to him. Christian priesthood is not just lived out in the liturgy. It is lived out in the concrete, often mundane, and always challenging reality of our daily lives. Ordained priests, together with the bishops and deacons, are those who are called and empowered to be the servants of this universal vocation to the priestly living, to consecrated discipleship. Never the masters, for as Christians we only have one master, but always as servants in imitation of the one who came not to be served, but to serve. Never a dictator, as the first letter of St. Peter reminds us, but rather an example that the whole flock can follow. This is our privilege as ordained priests. It is our duty, and to the extent that we are faithful to it, it will be the joy of the whole people of God. In celebrating the gift of the ordained priesthood tonight, therefore, we are not really singling out a particular group. Rather, we are celebrating ourselves as a church, a priestly people, and rejoicing because, with a brother's love, the Lord chooses men from among our number, shapes and molds them into the likeness of his own servant priesthood, and then returns them to us to be our servants, who will journey with us and keep alive for us the Lord's presence as our good shepherd, the healer of our souls, and our strength and nourishment along the way. As they give their lives to us, may they find us in the support, encouragement, and love without which they too may sometimes lose their way. May we all, together, become more and more that community of faith which will cause people to say of us, "See how they love one another?"